Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome to hour number two in a Tuesday edition of The Drive here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you for another hour or, a little less than an hour
now. A little less.
Cardinals Royals tonight at Kauffman Stadium. I always dread these games.
Why?
I don't know. Because I want to beat these clowns so bad.
And, well, then beat them.
Well, you got Flaherty going. You feel good about that, don't you?
Yeah.
Against Glenn Sparkman. I mean.
Well, you probably ought to beat Glenn Sparkman.
If the Royals beat the Cardinals tonight, I'm done.
Fair enough.
How's that?
All right. Well, you're not going to stand by that, but I'm going to make you.
I don't trust my team. I hope they start Lane Thomas again. I want to see more of these kids. I want to see Randy Arozarena in the outfield. Just start Ozuna, Arozarena, and
Thomas. It's exciting until those guys start hitting 260, too.
Yeah, right. I get it.
Which they will, and then you'll get tired of that.
Well, Arozarena was hitting 360 in AAA. So let's go. Let's see what the kid has.
Lane Thomas, though, off to a good start.
Right.
Three homers.
Right. I wonder who's going to DH tonight. I don't know. I'm a nervous wreck about it. Every time the Cardinals play the Royals, I'm nervous.
Yeah, don't be nervous. You're not really going anywhere anyway. You'd tell me the same thing. So
we're going somewhere. We got the second wild card spot right now.
Really?
Yes.
That's good.
So don't tell me we're not going anywhere. Yeah, we're going somewhere.
Maybe.
Hard Knocks tonight. Antonio Brown now looking for a helmet.
Says he found one.
This is a show thing. This is a Hard Knocks.
Great.
That's all it is. I'm telling you.
Well, then good for Antonio Brown, because if you can make the search for a 9-year-old or less specialty helmet.
You got to admit you're going to be tuning in.
I'll watch it at some point.
You don't have anything.
I still haven't watched the first one.
For my entire life, I've talked to people about, did you watch that last night? What are you watching tonight? I've never had to have the conversation of, well, I'll get it on Hulu in 3 days.
Well, everybody. Everybody does that.
Not
everybody has HBO. Quit sounding like you're some hoity-toity.
Be current.
You want to know what my new operating theory is? Not really a theory, just a philosophy that I've come up with. Not even a philosophy. I don't know how to
categorize idea. It. A thought.
The movies are now television, and television is now the movies. And here's why I say that. Every movie is a franchise, so it's episodic. You watch one, and then you have to wait to see the next one. It used to be a week, now it's a year or 6 months or whatever. While on TV, they release entire series at one time. You can consume 10 to 12 episodes at once, so it makes it like a movie.
And we're watching Big Little Lies.
How good of a theory was that?
Not bad. I'll give you credit.
Thank you.
It made some sense until I lost interest.
Well, don't lose interest.
About 10
words
in. I'm
going to talk to Mike Furches about that next time.
Yeah, and I want to talk to Mike Furches about a movie he saw that is not yet. I think there was a special screening. And what one was it?
Blinded by the Light?
Yeah. He says it's one of the top three movies he's ever seen. And remember, this is
that's
a guy
amazing.
Who actually sees movies.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's okay. But here's my question about that movie, and I'm sure it'll be answered. But Blinded by the Light, wasn't that like ELO or?
No, that was Blinded. Who was that? That was
Kansas, maybe?
Manfred Mann.
There you go, Manfred Mann.
Well, Bruce Springsteen sang it, but
no, he
did
didn't.
He do the original?
Oh, okay.
He did? Max giving us answers over there. Wait, didn't Manfred Mann do the most popular version? Thank you. Max, Are the listeners hearing you with that? What? Turn about so the listeners can hear you.
Well, you're relaying it. He's our producer.
Manfred Mann took it to number one, but apparently Springsteen wrote the song. Well, that's good knowledge to have. I should have known that.
That is good knowledge to have. Thank you, because that was bothering me, and bothering me so much I didn't look into it.
Greetings from Asbury Park, Springsteen's first album. Max is a walking encyclopedia of musical knowledge. But apparently this movie just must be phenomenal. I have to go to movies. My dog, I've got to just stop wanting to be with my dog.
The dog will be okay.
Yeah, but I won't. Do you know how much I love being with Misty?
Yes.
Do you think it's abnormal?
Not really. I feel the same way about my loving animal.
You've got four. You should feel that way about all of them.
I feel that way about one, and that's what it is.
That's too bad. That's another blight on your character, if you ask me.
Well, you'd bond with particular animals.
I've had two dogs, and I've felt the same way about both of them.
Of course. Now get four dogs, and then you won't.
You don't think I will?
There will be a dog that hangs around you.
If I had four dogs, you don't think I'd love them all equally?
Correct.
Oh, my God. What a blasphemous thing to say. I love everybody's dog.
Good. So do I. But there would be one that would hang around you. There would be one that would gravitate to Debbie. There would be one that would be like, what is that dog?
Both dogs we've had are equal opportunity. Here's what happens. We pull in together in our driveway, in our garage. We get out of the car. Misty goes to me, then to Debbie, then back to me, then to Debbie. It's pretty much 50-50.
Right. That's with a dog. And if there were four, the distribution would be different.
Oh, now I'm tempted to get three other dogs.
I can't wait to play this game. I want to see how you do
it. I don't want to play. We'll play the game when it's time to play.
I know, but I'm excited.
Here's what we need during Jive Talk is actual callers. That's what this segment was meant for, listeners. If you're driving home, give us a call at 869-1240. I don't care what you got to talk about. You may think you have nothing to talk about. I will pull something out of you.
But let's real quick about the game.
Without, I don't want to hear
that. Without knowing anything about it, I'll tell you that you have a chance to get 110 points. How many do you think you'll get?
70.
70 points. All right.
I'll get 70. That's about my going rate in school. So
that'd be a D in school.
Right. So that's what I expect to get.
All right. I hope it works out for you.
How did I do in school?
You may ask.
Huh?
About like that.
You know what?
70 out of 110.
I was not I never made an honor roll. I made an honor roll in some.
I did.
In my grade school, I was phenomenal. Did you see that picture I posted?
Yeah.
We're sitting around reading in that picture as third graders, second graders, intense reading. The thoughts that must have been going through my head at that time. I was so focused on that book and not Janet James sitting across from me.
Janet James was a second grader, and she was seven.
So was I. Do you understand that?
Right, but to harbor those feelings.
I'm not harboring anything.
60 years later,
I'm simply
is a little
acknowledging
strange.
What reality was.
I get it. Janet James.
Pete LaMaster, the guy on my right in that photograph, and it's on my Facebook page, was one of the smartest kids in our whole school. Jimmy Hammer, who's standing up holding the book. These people, I was involved
Jimmy
with.
Jimmy Hammer?
Yeah, I was involved
well,
with a lot of smart
people. We know what industry he's
in
right now.
Do you understand that? A lot of smart people in my class, and I was one of them.
Of course.
You don't believe that? You've been around me your
whether
entire
Whether I believe
life.
It or not, it's second grade. If that's where you're running up the flagpole at age 64.
Yeah, I was a very smart second grader.
Then we got issues.
Pat is on the show. Pat, how are you?
Oh, it's Matt, but no big deal.
No, you're hey. Pat. And
no, it's Matt.
What do you have, Matt?
Hey, just wanted to say that was a great interview there with Nick Offerman. I really, really enjoyed that. Wonder if either you or Jeff had seen the video going around on the internet where somebody has deepfake photoshopped his face onto all the members of Full House during the opening credits.
I saw that. I didn't know that was him. I thought they just put mustaches on.
No, that's all him. It's equal parts disturbing and pretty funny. So
will you attend one of the Nick Offerman shows?
Well, I'm trying to get to the second one, and I'm kind of like you now, Bob. That 9:30 is getting a little late. So
I hear you. Thanks, Pat or Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Pat Matt,
whatever. I don't know who. We do the best we can around here. So here's our lineup for fantasy football. And call the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. I'm in the mood to talk to
people.
It
is all Ron Swanson. Okay, go ahead.
I'm in the mood to talk to people today. Virgil Ballard, the commissioner of our league. Yours truly, last year's runner-up. Jason Duda, who doesn't stand any chance. You.
Yeah.
And Scott Griffiths teaming up. Calvin Hawk, who we still haven't heard back from. Earl. Derek Slayton. Benny. Dan Barber and Daniel Collins.
That's our league?
That's it.
All right. Well, I don't need to thank you for... Yeah, good.
What?
Two people heard a throwaway comment that you missed, and I got a little pub for
What
it.
Was it?
When you said Jimmy Hammer, I said, well, we know what industry he's in now.
Don't get it.
Good. Jimmy Hammer?
Oh, really? That's where you went? That
yeah.
Lame?
That's hilarious. And Tony and Jonathan, they
are guys that have guttural minds. Come on,
that's not
people.
What guttural means.
Yeah, it is.
You're struggling with words.
They're in
today.
The gutter. That's what it means. It means guttural. Look it up.
That's not a word.
Look it up.
Guttural with a U. You're wrong. And then you used irreverent wrong yesterday. On Facebook.
Irreverent means being kind of a, you know.
It means disrespectful. It means not giving things their
right.
Proper reverence.
Right.
Respect.
Irreverent. Michael, you're up.
Hello.
Go, Michael.
Oh, I didn't hear me. Hey, how are you two doing today?
Michael, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
How old are you, Michael? We're curious.
I'm going to be 69 in 2 months.
I don't believe it. You sound 30.
I know. People tell me that. I am. I was born in 1950.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm even older than somebody else there.
Where were you when we landed on the moon?
I was in 69. I had just graduated from high school, and I was watching it in July, I think, or whenever it was.
All right. That's neat.
I just remember they were jumping on the moon like kangaroos.
Yeah. Well, what do you have for us today, Michael?
Well, there's this book out called The Baseball Parks Then and Now. And it's pretty interesting. He talks about the old baseball parks and how the game started. And what it was they put a patch of grass in the middle of the city looking real nice and green and everything. And so people go down there and bring their picnics and stuff. And in the urban area, that's why it's called a park, because it was actually a green patch of green in a city with lots of buildings.
All right. I'll pick that book up, Michael, and we'll discuss it, okay?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come to the library, but okay.
Thanks, Michael.
Signing off.
See ya. Michael ran out of things to say.
I guess so.
Which is never a problem for KU, Pat. Pat, how are you?
Pretty good. I almost fell asleep listening to that call, but
hey, now we're one big happy family here, Pat.
Bob, I'm with you. I have two dogs. They love me the same. I love them the same. I'm like you. I can't watch movies anymore that involve dogs. I don't care if it's a happy ending. I just can't do it. I get too emotional. So I know exactly where you're at with Missy. I'm the same thing, same way with both my dogs.
What are your dogs' names, Pat?
Bailey and Tootsie.
I love it. Dogs are the best.
Hey, I wanted, not trying to bring any controversy, but I think in fairness, since you've had Mayor Longwell on, you need to now have Brandon Whipple on for fair, you know, equal time.
We are not opposed to that whatsoever. Brandon Whipple, our phone number is 869-1240. We welcome your call at any point, any time.
Yeah, I.
Well, we will treat you exactly what like we treat the current mayor.
Not everybody out here supports him, but and as far as KU football, I'm not going to get into that today. But I think they're going to be a lot better than you think, Jeff. And believe me, nobody has been more cynical than me the last 10 years. But
Pat, I don't think I made any proclamations on how.
We'll wait and see. Pat.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Guys, hang on the line or call us back. We're going to break right now and come back with time to play the game. But we want to hear back from Virgil, Jason, and Pastor Mike.
Uh-oh.
After we play the game, please call back or you can hold for all I care. And if Brandon Whipple wants to call, we'll treat him with the same passion and scrutiny that we treat the mayor.
Of course we will.
Back in a minute with time to play the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.